I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1890. That was the day that the Executive Council of the American Federation of Labor decided that the Carpenters Union should lead a national campaign for the 8-hour workday. The cry, 8 hours for work, 8 hours for rest, 8 hours for what we will, had been on the lips of working people for more than 20 years. The fight for a fair workday had gained momentum in the mid-1880s. But in 1886, the Haymarket tragedy had taken its toll on the cause. When an unknown person threw a bomb at a workers' rally in Chicago, government officials used it as a pretext to clamp down hard against the labor movement. The decision by the American Federation of Labor to pick back up the call for the 8-hour day revitalized this workers' campaign. The choice of the carpenters to lead the way made sense. As skilled craftsmen, their labor would not be easily replaced. This gave them the leverage to stand up and demand an 8-hour workday. Their president, P.J. McGuire, was also a vocal supporter of reducing the long hours required of so many workers. In 1890, he said, "We are not a narrow, selfish trade organization entirely for ourselves. We have been and always will be ready to do our share in the general labor movement, whether it be to help the poorest or the highest paid worker." That May, 53,000 carpenters from 208 locals took part in 141 strikes. As a result, their actions saw gains in more than 30 cities as they won the 8-hour day. In many more, they won a 9-hour workday. The movement helped to strengthen the Carpenters Union and to continue the fight for better wages, hours, and conditions. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.